In the last episode, you heard how ECX and Tyrell began our torture and pain in the Jason statue room. At the time, we had no idea just how bad it was going to get. If this is your first time joining us for this series, please go back and listen to episode 1. We'll be right here when you come back. As we went further into the ECX escape experience, the rooms got more extravagant and devious. John, George, and I are still trying to make a great Gen X grown-up episode. What we weren't aware of was just how much Dad had been affected already. In the next few rooms, ECX ramped up their game, putting us through incredible stress and pain. Our first loss was devastating. But I am convinced that we can still find him with your help. And please keep listening. I'm sorry. I know it's about to get a lot worse.
Hey, Rachel, you know, if you want snacks...
Right? I am kind of hungry.
In case the listeners haven't yet figured it out, it looks like now we're in a school cafeteria.
I think that means John just volunteered to describe what we see.
Dick.
Damn! That always gets me.
Yeah, me too. I really hope there's a bathroom in here. I think I just shit myself.
George, TMI! Okay, so here's what we see. There are 4 metal bench-style tables, and on each are 4 period-appropriate lunchboxes. Over on the wall to our left, there's a cutout lunch counter with a bunch of thermoses lined up on it. Through the cutout, I can see an industrial freezer that seems to be pumping cold air into the room.
Yeah, that must be why it feels so good in here.
Right? On the wall opposite us is another door and one of those big round dial-type thermostats above the requisite chalkboard. George, can you read the clue for our 4th listeners?
I'll give it a try, but, you know, my eyes aren't getting any younger and I left my reading glasses in the car.
Aw, just take your time, old man.
Kiss my rear end, pack mule intern.
Hey, excuse me?
Relax, man. I was just kidding. Okay, so the board says, pair up for lunch at Escape Room High. The colder you get, the more you fry.
Well, I have no idea what that means.
I've got no idea what the clue means, but that sound means it's about to get a hell of a lot colder in here.
Shit, about time. I'm freaking sweating my ass off here.
Okay, let's focus on that clue. Pair up for lunch. Pair up for lunch. What? Does that mean, like, we should maybe sit at the tables in pairs and eat something?
Well, there are lunchboxes at each table. Don't lunchboxes usually have snacks in them?
You have got a one-track mind, Rachel.
You know, I'm getting really tired of the way you're talking to my daughter.
Easy. Mo, he's just kidding, man.
Look, I know it's in your nature to be a dick, but you need to get it under control when you're talking to my daughter.
Hey, Mo, I'm sorry, man. I was really just goofing around, man.
Dad, it's fine. He didn't offend me. It was all in good fun.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Are we good? Okay. All right. So let's just sit down and eat. George, why don't you and I sit over here? I will take the $6 million man lunchbox.
Okay.
Oh, man. There's nothing in here.
Well, that sucks.
So if pair up for lunch didn't mean us, what the hell could it have been?
Maybe it's like in the last room.
Fuck that.
And we need to put something in the empty lunchboxes, I mean.
I don't know, is anybody else getting cold?
Well, a little bit, but it's not bad yet.
Yeah, but I thought the thermostat said 70 when we first came in, and now it says 65.
Yeah, I think you're right. I guess we better figure out this room before we all turn into popsicles.
Look, can we spend less time talking bullshit and actually figure this room out?
Okay, so I think we need to put something in the lunchboxes. What else is in here?
It's got to be the thermoses, right?
Well, yeah, that kind of checks out.
Okay, so we've got $6 Million Man and Pac-Man. What do you guys have?
I got Knight Rider and Rachel's got Scooby-Doo.
George, do they have matching thermoses over on the shelf?
Yeah. Here's yours, John. Catch.
Whoa, easy. You're gonna break it.
Sorry.
Okay, now I am really starting to get cold.
Really? I'm just starting to feel okay.
Says 55 now.
Okay, let's just put these in the lunch boxes and get the hell out of here. I'm about done with this goddamn escape room.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, since there are four tables, how about everyone take one and grab your thermoses?
John, these things are getting kind of hot. Do you see anything we can hold them with? Something like some pot holders or a rag or something?
No, but what do you mean getting hot? There's something inside of them?
Not that I can see, but maybe they got some kind of heating coil in them or, I don't know, some kind of hot thermal gel pack. I don't know.
Guess we're not putting Kool-Aid in them.
Okay, so the room is getting colder and the thermoses are getting hot.
I guess that's what they mean with the second part of the clue. You know, the colder you get, the more you fry.
Yeah, but this is a bit extreme, don't you think?
Shit, they made me cut myself in the last room.
Yeah, okay, good point. All right, I will take the pack. Ow, you weren't kidding about this thing getting hot. I don't think I can hold on to it long enough to even get it in the damn lunchbox. Mo, can we use your hoodie? We'll wrap it around the thermoses so we don't burn ourselves.
Yeah, I might as well. I'm not using it anyway.
All right, thanks. Damn it, this thing is still hot through the hoodie. Okay, George, I'm going to toss this to you, and then you can put it in the lunchbox.
Okay, let's go.
I'm just going to wait over there by the door.
Yeah, me too, since it's the furthest away from the freezer. Damn, the thermostat says 45. Would you guys hurry up?
All right, George, catch.
Got it.
All right, throw me the hoodie back, and we'll just do them all.
Here you go.
All right, here comes the next one.
How many more do you have? The thermostat says 40 now.
12 more, but I mean, we can do it quickly. George, which one do you need now?
Let's just do the whole table at once. Can you bundle up Scooby-Doo, Garfield, Transformers, and Knight Rider in the hoodie and toss it to me all at once?
Transformers. Okay, all right. All right, here, be careful. These things are getting hotter.
Okay, that works, but we better move fast. I almost can't catch these things as hot as they are and as cold as I am.
Down to 35 degrees now, guys. Please hurry.
Okay. Next four are Smurfs, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, and Superman.
Mm-hmm. On it. Hold on.
Careful, dude. That one almost came undone while you threw it.
Sorry.
What's taking you guys so long? I'm freezing here.
The fuck are you saying? We're just as cold as you are, and we're doing all the goddamn work.
Well, I thought you two could freaking handle it.
Okay, easy. Calm down. We're on the last table. All right, George, ready? One more.
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, there's still an empty lunchbox.
God damn it, John. You left the Fender thermos on the counter.
Dad, calm down. We're almost out of here.
Was I speaking to you?
Hey, Mo, take it easy, man. It's my fault. I'm sorry. Okay, George, here, toss me the hoodie.
Here.
15 degrees, guys.
Fuck, this is ridiculous. All right, last one, George. Catch him.
Ow! Shit!
Okay?
Fuck, that burned. Ow. Holy shit, my hand is already blistering!
Oh, boo-hoo.
Fuck you, Mo, this shit hurts!
Alright, come on, just take it easy. Look, the last thermos opened the door, and I know this sucks, but let's not take it out at each other, alright?
Ow, ow. Okay, I really need something to put on my hands before they start to bleed.
Isn't there usually a first aid kit in these kinds of places?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Let's look around. Mo, you look over there, and I'll start looking over here in the corner.
I mean, come on, is it really that bad?
Fuck you! I swear to—
Or what? What are you gonna do?
Dad, just knock it off. He's really hurt.
Yeah, fine, whatever. There's nothing here.
Yeah, I don't see anything either. George, can you make it to the next room? I mean, maybe there'll be something in there.
I mean, I don't really have much of a choice, do I?
You could stay here.
Guys, come on, knock it off! We've got to stick together!
Right, let's just get to the next room and deal with it there.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel. You know, as well designed as these rooms look, the charm is wearing a bit thin with me.
At least it's warm.
True. Hey, George, how are your hands?
Not fucking good, man.
Let me take a look. Ouch! Fuck, George.
Oh man, those look really bad. We need to wrap them up or something.
Yeah, they're really starting to fucking hurt now, man.
Dad, can we use your sweatshirt?
Yeah, whatever.
I just need something to cut it with.
Okay, well, maybe we can grab a knife or something from that lunchroom. Never mind.
Yeah. Here, I have my keys. Let me try.
Fuck, this is not easy.
It took a while, but we were able to get George's hands wrapped up. God, we didn't even begin to realize how George's hands were going to handicap us later on.
Thanks, Rachel. This helps a little bit.
You guys owe me a sweatshirt.
So are we continuing with describing these damn rooms?
I guess. Might as well.
Fine. Hey, listeners. We're now in a normal-looking kid's room and wondering what fucked-up thing they have planned for us now.
All right. Mo, you want to describe this one?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll do it. It does look like a normal kid's room. There's a car bed, a dresser, and some toys on the shelves. Over on the far wall is that usual chalkboard and door, but this time there's a keypad next to the door.
You know, as neat as everything is in here, I would think this is your room, John.
No, I never owned a Barney doll.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You were only into Barbies.
Hey, boys and girls can like Barbies.
All right, let's look around.
Hey, Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
You just seem like you are not okay.
Yeah. Well, you just cut yourself and almost freeze to death, and... I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm okay. Just a little on edge and a little hungry, okay? I'm fine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fine. Did you see that?
See what?
Over in the corner. Never mind. Let's just see what George and John are looking to over there.
Okay.
Not that this is creepy at all, but we have personalized shelves.
What do you mean?
Well, look, each shelf has a name.
Yeah, but is Ray Ray? Is that supposed to be Rachel or something?
Yeah, but... only Mom and Dad ever called me that when I was a kid.
I wonder why Rachel's shelf is labeled with some magic marker on masking tape and we have pre-made name tags. Maybe that's a clue to the room.
Or, you know, maybe they weren't really expecting her.
And why does mine say Maurice? I mean, no one's called me that since junior high school.
Yeah, same here. My shelf is labeled Jonathan, and I haven't used that since before high school.
So these are labeled with what we were called as kids? What the fuck is that about?
So you're always just George?
You ever heard of George being used short for anything else?
I don't know about you guys, but all the toys on my shelf, I actually used to have. And I know, Rachel, you had all the ones on your shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, that fucking creepy.
Yeah, but I don't remember you having a Viewmaster, Rachel.
I don't think I ever did.
All right, before we do anything, let's take a look at the board. It says, a full view of your troubled past helps you progress towards the last.
So we just have to watch the Viewmaster?
It can't be that simple.
Well, gotta rule it out. Here, I'll try mine. I just see black and the lever isn't advancing. Anybody else is working?
Hey, Mo.
Hmm?
What are you looking at over there?
Nothing. I saw... No, never mind. Hey, look, I'm sorry about before, man. I was being a dick.
Yeah, but I'm always a dick, so, you know, no worries.
Yeah, but... No, just sorry.
It's cool, man. We're all on edge right now with this bullshit. You getting cut, me getting burned.
Yeah, I know. How are your hands?
They hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Look, let's get back to figuring out these freaking Viewmasters.
Oh, whoa.
Shit.
Did everybody's just start working?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do we need to do them at the same time or something?
Hey, mine has the picture from my first birthday where I sat in the cake.
Are you serious? Let me see that. Where the hell did you get that picture?
I see a picture from my wedding.
Yeah, mine too.
Hold on. Mine's the same picture as Rachel's.
Mine still won't advance, though.
Yeah, I'm trying mine. It's not working either.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
Maybe I get it. I think we have to do them at the same time. What do you see now?
Kindergarten school picture.
Vacation picture.
Picture of my kids.
All right, so let's try to do it again at the same time. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Looks like John was right.
How did they get these pictures?
Internet?
No, my wedding pictures were never digital. The fuck?
I got no clue. Let's just keep going and get moving on.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, ready? 3, 2, what? Mo?
What?
Mo, what the hell are you looking at over there?
Nothing. I'm sorry, guys. Let's just go.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Guys?
Rachel?
Yeah?
What do you see in yours?
It's a picture from when we took that cruise. What do you see?
What do you guys see?
Some fucking bullshit, man.
Let's just keep going. 3, 2, 1, advance.
Oh, fuck no.
What? Let me see.
No,
this is seriously twisted.
How many more do we have to go?
I mean, we've seen, what, 2 or 3? A typical reel had, like, 7 pairs for stereo vision, so at least 3 or 4, I mean, assuming these are normal reels.
No fucking way. I'm not looking at any more of this bullshit.
Well, don't look then. Just advance the reel. All right, again. 3, 2, 1, go.
Fuck. Mine's not working again.
I think we have to be looking through it.
Are you serious? Fuck it then. All right, fine, whatever. Let's just get it over with.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
3, 2, 1, again.
John?
I can't see any more of these.
I don't think we have a choice, man.
What are you guys seeing? I'm at SeaWorld.
Nothing you want to see, Rachel.
It's nothing I want to see. Can we just Can we just take a break for just a minute?
No! Let's just fucking finish! Is everyone ready?
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Three, two, one, do it! George, are you okay?
These... These gotta be fake, man. These can't be real. This is not possible.
I can't even tell the difference anymore.
They're just trying to fuck with us. Come on, just, it's got one or two more, tops.
What is so bad that you guys are seeing?
Rachel, really, just stop asking, please.
Yeah, come on, George, just one more.
Come on, all right. Three, two, one, do it.
I have a number four?
I got a five.
I've got a one. Mo, what do you see?
Huh?
Do you see a number?
Yeah. I have an eight.
So, what are the numbers for?
I'm guessing they're for that fucking keypad over there by the door.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, what are the numbers again?
4, 5, 1, 8.
Oh, all right, what order do we put them in?
I don't give a shit. I'm gonna just try them all.
Motherfucker!
Dad, what's wrong?
How can you not see it? It's hiding over here somewhere.
What the hell is hiding? What are you talking about?
The creature. I don't know what the fuck it is. Just keeps jumping out. Where are you, fucking bastard?
Dad, I don't see anything.
It's there! Okay? It's trying to make you guys think I'm crazy or some shit like
Mo,
that.
Mo! Come on.
What?
Look, I got the door open. Let's just leave whatever it is back here and keep going.
Look, you leave me, right?
Doesn't matter. Just get the fuck out of here.
Come on, Dad. Let's go.
Fine, whatever.
Over the past few weeks, we've been trying out Factor Meals, and they're meals that come straight to your door. They deliver them to you in the mail. They drop on the front door in this freezer pack. And it's a great way to eat stress-free. And this spring, you can get delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved. And here's the cool thing, as we've all found out. You throw them in the microwave for 2 minutes, and they're ready to eat and not even requiring cleanup.
And if you can't find something on their menu that you like, then you're just way too picky.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have over 35 options. Mm. You know, they have things like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie, and we even tried the vegetarian one, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the regular meals, but they've also got all these add-on packs, which I really love. These are right. Things like, you know, breakfast or on-the-go lunches or little snacks, even like beverages that want to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So really, I mean, like they say on their site, what are you waiting for? And they're not kidding. You can get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals by heading over to Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Are you looking for good gourmet meals? Try the meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for lowest carbon footprint meals.
So head to factormeals.com/GenX50 and use code GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GenX50 at factormeals.com/GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on CannedAirPodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Oh, fuck me, really? A goddamn game room?
Oh, there's no way they can expect us to want to keep playing at this point.
I just want to get out of here.
I agree. These rooms are way too intense and creepy. How do they have all this information about us?
Okay, so obviously the fucking door locked behind us again. The only way we're getting out of this goddamn place is to keep going forward. Let's just read the fucking clue from the fucking blackboard and get the fuck on with it. I doubt there's much they can throw at us that we can't handle in a fucking game room.
Good fucking point, George. These all look like early arcade machines that we can dominate on. I see the Donkey Kong, there's Missile Command, see a Space Invaders, a Dig Dug. Oh, Mo, there's a Q-bert.
Oh, what the fuck? It's over there by the snack counter now. Yeah, you better hide. Come near me or my daughter, you're dead.
Dead? Calm down. There is nothing over there.
What, are you blind? It's right over there.
Okay, that's all the more reason to get the hell out of here as quickly as we can. George, what's the clue this time?
Take the top from ECX, then you'll find out what is next.
All right, that sounds easy enough. As long as they didn't hire Billy Mitchell to play any of these games, we should have no problem taking the top score from them.
Okay, but on which game?
Yeah. Let's see which games ECX has a high score on.
They're not listed on Q-bert.
Not on Donkey Kong or Centipede either.
Let me see. Not on Dig Dug. And... oh, Space Invaders doesn't even let you enter your initials, so that's not it.
Fuck. Guys, it's Galaga.
Oh, that's great news. Galaga's your jam, man.
Yeah, but...
but what?
My fucking hands are burnt.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Damn it. I forgot. All right, well, maybe I can play. What's the high score?
You'd need to reach at least level 30 if you're going to hit this mark. Looks like they got it on rapid fire, but even still, I don't think you've been much further than level 20, if I can remember right.
Oh, Mr. Big Time Galaga player over here.
You know what? Fuck you, Mo. I've had about enough of your shit.
Hey.
Hey, fuck you too. You've done nothing but act like a dick this whole time we've
That's
been
enough.
Here.
God damn it, knock it off. Look, once we're out of here, you two can beat the shit out of each other, for all I care. But the only way we're getting out is to work together.
You know, even being this freaking mess behind me is coming in the first place.
Dad.
What, Mo?
Nothing. George, just play the fucking game so we can go home.
Fine. It's set to free play. Fuck, this hurts.
Come on, man. You can do it. Get in that zone.
Dad, are you okay? You're shaking again.
I'm fine. Look, can you look at that snack bar and see if there's anything to eat?
Yeah, sure.
Stage one down.
Hey, don't forget to get the double shooter before you get to that challenging stage.
You know, I've fucking played this game once or twice, John.
Hey, easy. It'll take my head off. I'm just trying to help, man.
Dad, there's nothing here. It's just cardboard cutouts and pictures.
Figures. Don't worry about it. I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
You know, there's really not a lot we can do about it, is there?
It's gonna be okay, Dad. George will beat the high score, and then we can go home.
Yeah, right. And on George to get us out of here? Might as well just give up now.
Mo, come on now.
I heard that, you fucking dick. When we get out of here, you and I are gonna have a different kind of fucking conversation. Fuck!
Shit. All right, well, that's okay. It's okay. You still got two ships to use on the challenging stage.
Yeah, but there's no more boss ships to capture me. I've only ever gotten a perfect challenge stage with a single ship one time. Plus, my hands are fucking killing me right now.
So do you need a perfect stage here?
If I don't get one here, then I won't get a bonus ship, and I'll need at least two more levels to beat that damn high score.
Thank you.
damn it! I missed at least three fucking targets.
All right, take it easy. You're still alive. Just get the next bonus ship, the challenging stage, and we'll be back on track.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, sure.
Dad, that is not helpful.
Yeah, Rachel's right, Mo. Just let George concentrate, all right?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Nice!
Okay, that's gonna help. Okay, now we're talking.
John, what happens if George can't beat the high score?
I've got no idea, but George has been playing this game forever, so I'm sure he can do it.
Okay, I'm just really worried about Dad, and to be honest, I'm getting a little scared. What if this isn't the last room?
Oh, it's gotta be. I've never seen an escape room that has more than five rooms and one mission. Most I've ever played through is like three before.
I get that, but this isn't like other escape rooms, and this whole place used to be a Kmart. It looks pretty big from the outside.
I know. I mean, I gotta think that a lot of that's probably just warehouse space, employee areas, you know, stuff like that.
I hope you're right. I think I really need to get Dad to a hospital. Ever since he cut himself, he's been shaking, sweating, seeing things.
I know, I'm worried about him too, but trust me, George knows his Galaga. Once he beats that high score, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Fuck!
What happened now?
Fucking Messenger took out one of my ships. I've still got two left, but I'm gonna be on a single ship for this fucking second challenge stage again. Crap! 37! God damn it! Now I'm gonna have to go to stage 40!
Can you do that?
With rapid fire and dual ships? Sure, no problem. The problem is my fucking hands are starting to bleed now.
Oh shit, is that from the blisters?
I guess. I mean, I can deal with the bleeding, but the pain is getting really fucking intense.
Alright, hang in there, man. Mo is getting worse, and we need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know, I hear you.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go sit on the bench by the front door.
Alright, can I do anything for you, or...?
No, I'm just feeling a little dizzy. I see you sit down for a bit.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here! What are you yelling at, Mo? That fucking creature thing, it's over by the Space Invaders! Alright, Mo, there's nothing there, man.
Oh, so I'm just making this shit up, is that it?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
I don't see it either.
Look, stop taking his side. You're my daughter.
I'm not taking sides, Dad. There's nothing there.
Fine. Whatever. Okay, look, I'm just gonna sit down.
Shit! Last fucking ship!
You're only, what, like 3K away from the next bonus ship?
Yeah, but these guys are moving pretty goddamn fast. I don't know if I can... Fuck!
What happened now?
Fucking controls shock me! Fuck!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. This shit really hurts.
Hey, I told you stop yelling at Rachel.
Oh, would you just shut the fuck up? I'm not yelling at Rachel.
Easy. You guys take it easy, both of you.
Calm down. Just let me get a look at your hands.
Oh, God.
Oh, crap. George, your skin's peeling away with the bandage.
Fuck, this hurts. Just rewrap them, and then I can play again. Just rewrap the fucking thing.
What? No. There's no way. You're not gonna let you play the game like that again.
Listen, I can beat that goddamn score, John. Just give me a second to get my hands wrapped, and I'll be good.
No! You go sit down by the door, and I will do it. I'm sure I can beat it with the rapid fire setting.
Oh, fine. But you really need to concentrate on getting a perfect challenge stage. You have to do that every fucking challenge stage. We need those 10,000 bonus points.
I know. I got it. Mo, can George sit over there with you?
Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna go see if there's something to eat at the snack bar.
Dad, I already looked. There's nothing...
Well, I'm just gonna look for myself, okay?
Okay. Sorry. For the next 20 minutes or so, I tried to keep my eye on Dad and John while George was resting on the bench. John was playing a really good game and kept getting the bonus ships and perfect challenge stages. Once he got past the ECX high score, he let all of his ships die, and I started to worry about what was going to happen next.
Hell yes!
Nice!
Yeah, hooray. Can we go now?
Let me just put our initials in for the high score, and we should be good. G. X. G. And done.
Yes. Dad, let's get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. See, I guess you aren't the best genus growing up on Galaga, are you, George?
Dad, that's enough.
George? George!
Did he already go through the door?
He couldn't have without me seeing him. The exit is right here.
He's probably just freaking hiding or something. George!
Last time I saw him, he was sitting on that bench by the entry door.
Okay, something's not right here. George would not leave us behind. Just spread out real quick and look for him.
He's not over here.
He's not by the snack area.
He's not here either.
Is he?
I think the freaking creature got him.
Mo, there is no fucking creature, man.
We really need to get some help. This is beyond a game now.
You're right, Rachel. Look, let's just get back to the lobby, call the police, and then we can come back and find George.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Okay.
Well, damn it, that figures.
Another room?
So it seems. All right, let's look around. Surely George is in here somewhere.
George?
George! Yo!
George!
George!
Hey!
Guys, he's not here. I'm telling you, that creature got him.
Mo, I told you already, there is no creature. I'm sure George probably just got lost looking for bandages or ibuprofen or something. He would not leave us in the middle of this.
He may not have, but even if he didn't leave, he's still gone. Is it possible that the people running this place took him out of the room because he was hurt?
Maybe, but considering the way these rooms have been set up and the fact that no one helped us when we asked for it, I have a hard time believing they have our best interests at heart.
If you're right, we'd better figure a way out of this place soon.
Yeah. So, I guess this time we're in an old-school toy store, but, I mean, all I really see are, like, action figures everywhere.
Well, there's another chalkboard over by the exit door, so there's gotta be a clue.
Yeah, you're right. It says, "Find the castle lords on display to help you continue on your way."
Castle lords? What the hell does that mean?
Not sure yet. Mo, how about you? Any ideas?
No, whatever.
The fuck is that thing? It's over here somewhere.
Dad, please try to focus. We need you.
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the playsets.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see those. Good call, Mo. All right. I see the... what looks like the 66 Batcave. And that's the Death Star set.
Isn't this the old Star Trek bridge set over here?
Where the fuck is that thing? It's around here somewhere. I'll find you,
Mo,
bastard.
Mo, snap out of it. Help us look for something that qualifies as a castle, dude.
This kind of looks like a castle over here.
That's it. That's got to be what the clue means. That's the original Castle Grayskull.
Like, from all that Masters of the Universe stuff?
Yeah, the Masters of the Universe stuff. So now we have to figure out what to do with it.
Why don't you just tell us, John? I mean, you're the one that brought us this freaking stupid place.
What? You're the one who got the email.
Yeah, but you already knew Tyrell. And you're the one who told us the address and where to meet. And this is all your idea.
Are you saying I set this up?
Hey, if the shoe fits.
Dad, come on. John wouldn't do this.
How do we know? He's always talking about needing more listeners and all that stuff. I mean, maybe he thought this would, like, draw more people in.
All right, listen, I'm trying really hard not to lose my temper with you right now. I've known George for almost 30 years. There's no way I'd ever do anything like this to him or you or Rachel.
He doesn't mean any of this, John. He's just not feeling well right now.
Don't tell me what I'm feeling.
Dad.
Look, just leave me alone.
Listen, my friend, we don't have that luxury right now. Let's just figure this out and get the fuck out of here.
Okay. So the board says, find the castle lords on display. They must want us to put the correct action figures on the playsets, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Most of the previous rooms have had that sort of matching mechanic. This one could take a while. I mean, all these figures. Plus, I found this glass case over here with three tubes in it. What's that have to do with it?
I didn't see that. What the hell is in those vials?
No telling. It's some kind of red liquid.
I hate the fact that there are only three of them. It's like they knew we'd be down to three people right now.
Try not to think about that. I mean, the most important thing is getting out of the room as quickly as possible.
Why do you make shit so complicated? Look, just watch. Boom, there, one down. Infinity to go.
Damn it, Mo, that's Thundar the Barbarian, not even part of Masters of the Universe. That was a mismatch.
Crap. John, what if that stuff in the tube is something that'll help Dad feel better again?
You mean like an antidote or something?
I think so. You and I aren't sick, George isn't here, and it looks like there's a trap door below each tube.
If you're right, we have three chances to get the right action figures.
Yeah.
And we're already down one. All right, let's hurry before your dad does anything else rash.
I'll pull all the ones I can find and we can double check them before we put them on the castle.
Yeah, sounds good. And keep an eye on your... Mo, stop!
What?
Damn it, just stop and chill. You're not thinking straight. So let me and Rachel find the figures. We'll solve this one.
John, it looks like there are places for only five figures in the castle. Weren't there a lot of those Masters of the Universe dolls?
Yeah, there were a shit ton. All right, so that means if we find more than five, we're going to have to figure out which ones are the right five before we even put them in the castle.
All right, let's find them fast. I'm not sure how much longer Dad can hold up.
Do you think you can convince him to stop helping so we can look for the figures?
Maybe. We can try and distract him with something else to do.
Yeah, like what? There's nothing but figures and playsets and vials in here.
Why don't we tell him to keep an eye on the vial while we search for the figures?
All right, worth a shot. Actually, you should probably tell him since he seems convinced that this is all my doing.
Yeah, you're right. If that really is some kind of cure for him, I really hope we get this right.
And we're going to have to be careful. There's just the one vial left. Why don't you stay on this aisle so you can watch your dad, and I'll look through the others.
Sounds good. Since I didn't really watch Masters of the Universe, what should I be looking for?
Well, I mean, they're all a little taller than a Star Wars figure, like 5 inches maybe, and most of them will be like super buff and muscular. The He-Man and Skeletor have swords that kind of fit together like they're two halves of the same thing.
Okay, got it. So grab all the action figures you can, and I'll search this aisle.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan. And remember, keep an eye on your dad.
I will. And let's call out to each other every few minutes or so. I don't want either of us disappearing like George.
Yeah, no shit. And I swear, if he's just messing with us, I'm going to punch him in the sack.
I doubt that's the case. His hands were in really bad shape. I don't think he could have even opened a door if he'd found one.
I hope you're right.
Okay, have we covered everything?
Well, I guess.
Good luck.
Yeah, to all of us.
There were four or five aisles of nothing but action figures. Hundreds and hundreds of them. I kept worrying that I would miss one because while I was searching, I had to keep an eye on Dad. He kept muttering about the creature taking George, John setting this up, stuff like that. Honestly, it was exhausting, and I was running out of patience. I don't know how long we looked, but with no food, water, or rest, I was starting to wear down. Okay, this has to be He-Man, and I think I've seen this green and orange cat thing before. Oh god, I hope John is having better luck than I am. Hey Dad, how are you doing over there? Anything new to report about the vials?
No, it's the same as it was 10 minutes ago. Still sitting there. I tried everything I could think of to break or pry off this damn case. Nothing works. God, I'm so thirsty right now. Let's just drink whatever the hell that shit is.
Don't worry, Dad. We'll figure out how to get it open, okay?
Yeah, right. Because you've been doing such a great job so far.
Hey!
I'm sorry. I just hate this place.
Yeah, me too. John, you still there?
Yep, still here. I found a few, and I have one more aisle to check out.
Gotcha. Just let me know if you see anything unusual.
Yeah, right, like a crazy bucket thing that's waiting to snatch us away.
Yeah, like that. Dad, maybe you should take a seat and rest for a bit.
Yeah, where? It's not like there's a bunch of chairs or benches in this room.
Just sit on the floor there and lean up against the shelf. I've already checked that one anyhow.
No, I'm gonna figure out how to get this freaking bastard open.
Dad, come on, just relax for a minute or two.
Rachel, I said no.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I really don't see anything else here. Army guys, Star Wars, Star Trek, wrestling guys. Here's some Voltron, more Star Wars. Everything except Masters of the fucking Universe. God, really hope John is having better luck.
Okay, here's what I found. I've got Skeletor.
Okay, good. I've got He-Man.
Perfect. I've also got Merman, Zodak, Teela, Ram-Man, Man-at-Arms, and Man-E-Faces.
The only other one I found is this green and orange cat.
Okay, that's good. That's Battle Cat. He goes with He-Man.
Okay, so that makes 9, but we only need 5. How do we figure out which ones to use?
You know, I've been thinking about that. First, I was thinking maybe one from each aisle, since there are 5 aisles, but I didn't find anything on the last aisle, so that's out.
What about good guys or bad guys?
Well, maybe. Let's see, He-Man, Battle Cat, Teela, Ram-Man, and I think Manny Faces, they're all good guys.
So that's 5.
Well, yeah, it is, but, I mean, here's a twist. Like, Zodak was kind of good. He was like a cosmic cop guy who showed up every now and then. And, of course, they didn't even spell his name the same every time. Sometimes they spelled it with a K, sometimes with a C.
Crap. Well, there goes that theory. What's left?
There isn't anything left, man. We're never going to leave this place.
Dad? Stop it. Gotta stay positive if we're going to get out of here.
I am positive, man, that we're not gonna get out of here.
Fuck, Dad.
Whatever.
Wait, I just remembered. In that Toys That Made Us documentary on Netflix, they said the first wave of He-Man toys only had 5 figures.
Well, that seems logical then. We use the first wave of 5 characters and we're good to go.
That's gotta be it. Okay, so obviously, He-Man and Skeletor were in that group.
Hey, so was Beastman.
Yes, Goodmo! Good, I'm almost positive that Man-at-Arms was in the first run too.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so that only leaves 1 left. Any ideas?
I know that Merman and Zodak came out the same year, but later on. Ram-Man and Manny Faces, they were the next year. The only two I'm not sure about are Teela and Battle Cat. I want to say Teela, because at first she was also the sorceress, but it also could have been Battle Cat since he was with He-Man.
I mean, who cares? I mean, you're just going to mess it up on purpose anyway, man. I mean, we all know you're the plant here.
Enough, Mo! I've been busting my ass trying to get us out of here while you've done little more than yell at us and go crazy. Let's just put a fucking sock in it.
All right. You two, calm down. We've got to work together if we're going to get out of here. Dad, John has been your best friend for years. You know him. There is no way he would do something like this. So please, just stop it and work with us.
Okay, great. So you're on his fucking side now?
Mo, I swear to God.
It's okay, John. I know he's not in his right mind. Let's just figure this out. and go home.
Okay, all right. I know you're right, but God damn it, his shit is wearing thin. Okay, I say we go with Tila. My guess is that Battle Cat probably came out later that year because he's kind of like a vehicle, and they already had two vehicles released with the first wave.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's give it a try. Dad, you keep an eye on the vials.
It won't make a difference.
Okay, first He-Man. And now Skeletor.
Now Beast-Man. And Man-at-Arms.
Okay, moment of truth. Tila.
Shit! See? I told you he was in on this.
God damn it, I was sure it was Tila!
It's okay. John, just take off Tila and try Battle Cat. If that opens the door, we're home free, and we could get Dad some help without the vials. Then we can all go to the police and find George.
Okay, all right.
Oh, great. Now the empty case opens. That's freaking perfect.
Oh, thank God. Let's just get out of here. Dad, come on. Let's go.
And I am right behind you.
Yeah, of course you are.
As you heard, Dad is really losing it. I don't know what they did to that machete. Maybe some kind of hallucinogen or something, but whatever it was very effective. Now George is gone. I've been helping his wife and kids with the search, but so far we haven't found him in any hospitals or, thankfully, any morgues. John and I are still trying to get out safely so we can get some help and find George. But ECX has different plans, as you'll hear next time. Again, if you want to help us keep going, please consider becoming a patron by going to genxgrownup.com/patreon. Your donations have meant so much to us. If you want to help in the search for George, John, and my dad, please write to me at podcast@genxgrownup.com. Just knowing you guys are out there, listening, is enough to keep me going. Please tell everyone you can about this podcast. Share the link with your friends, family, anybody, and keep listening. There's more to come. Goodbye for now. And thank you.
This has been a special edition dramatic presentation from Gen X Grown Up and Evergreen Podcasts. Recorded remotely via Zencastr, Escape Room was co-written by George Sumter and Mo Smith, engineered and edited by John Reddick, and co-directed by John, Mo, and George, with special thanks to our unpaid intern, Rachel Fisher. Gen X Grown Up. You have to grow older, but you don't have to grow up.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.